Hi, friends. I decided to fill in Endless Gin's Media Matters questionnaire because the questions looked pretty interesting. So here we go. Rated PG for the whole family. What was the first film you remember seeing in theaters? It was Jurassic Park. I remember it so vividly because that scene with the T-Rex, when you first see the T-Rex while they're out in that car, it was terrifying to me and it was so loud. And I'm like enthralled in the screen and I look over and my 5-year-old brother is passed out asleep in his seat. I just remember being like blown away and like hitting him and be like, wake up, you're missing it, this is awesome. A film about your life is made and is nominated for an Oscar or whatever award you like. What category is it most likely to be nominated in? You can pick an existing one or make one up. I'm probably just gonna make something up. Best my life. Best plot twist award or like something like that. My life has just been full of plot twists. I feel like I say that all the time. Just looking back on the person I used to be versus who I am now, it's like black and white, and it's all because of these crazy, unexpected, bad and good things that happen to me on all aspects of my life, like my work, my romantic, my personal friendships, all that. I don't know. That's the first thing that came to mind. Similarly, your life story is written down. Is it a book of poetry, novel, nonfiction, or something else? If I got to choose what kind of book my life would be, oh, you know what would be cool? Like a graphic novel. So you get like a story and some pictures as well. That'd be kind of fun. What's your favorite book, or with which book do you associate a strong positive memory? Strong positive memory. My favorite book of all time is called White Oleander by Janet Finch. It's my favorite book. It changed my life and in like a good way. So I highly recommend it. Rated PG-13. Given that you had limited resources, what is something you'd conduct an academic research study on and why? Academic research study. I think I'd want to do some research on like kinks and such, like I guess a human behavior type study. How events in someone's life can affect the kinks that they develop in their sexual lives, and at like what points or age. I feel like there would be some interesting findings just thinking of myself in that respect. Like the kinks I have now, I definitely wouldn't have had back then. I don't know. It takes some thinking. So I would have to think about it. Describe a time, moment in your life that comes to mind when you hear suggestive situations. Suggestive situations. I don't know why, but my mind automatically goes towards like creepy, suggestive situations in my life. Like once I was in my freshman year of college. And I was out for the summer, so I was home, and I didn't have a car. So my dad would drive me to the gym, which isn't far away. He would drive me to the gym and then pick me up. So one night, this is a crazy story, actually. One night, I was waiting for him to come get me outside the gym, and this old man drives up in this red pickup truck, and he's very, very nice. He's just like, hi, do you need a ride home? And I'm like, no, I'm good. My dad's on his way. Oh, why don't you let me take you home? Come on, get on in. Like super nice, super, super friendly. And dumbass me, I'm just like, No, that's really nice of you, but thanks. My dad will be here literally any moment. And he's like, oh, you already called him? And I was like, yeah, he's on his way. He'll be here any minute now. And he, like, just drove away. And, like, at the time, I was just like, oh, that was really nice of him because I was an idiot. But, yeah, but I'm looking back on it, like, terrible, terrible things could have happened. And I probably wouldn't be talking to you all today. But at the time, I didn't even think about it. And I was just like, oh, what a sweet old man. Like, I didn't even mention it to my dad when he literally drove up, like, 10 seconds later. And I just got, you know, I completely forgot about it until I remembered it later on in life. I was like, oh, I could have died. Whatever. What's a favorite decoration you have in your living space and why? Favorite decoration is actually, it's actually a painting of mine. It's of elephants, my favorite animal, and it's just like a simple black and white grayscale painting, but I painted it in college when I was going through like a really depression, like a depressive time. Like I couldn't leave my dorm depressed and I would literally just sit there with the heat on in my underwear all day and just paint and drink and not leave the room. I didn't have any contact with anyone except like late at night when I knew it was quiet and I would like venture out to get food and then I would like go back right back into hiding. Like I was hibernating. So during that time I made this painting and I was actually really proud of it, and through the years because of what it reminded me of and what it represented to me, I just never let it go, and now it hangs in my dining room. So I look at it and I think about how dark times in someone's life can create beautiful things sometimes. It's a little corny, but yeah, that's it. Do you have, keep any talismans, items of ex-lovers, partners, etc.? If so, what and why? No, actually, I do believe that they create like a negative energy, and I love like doing purges like of things in my life. So when I would break up with someone, anything that reminded me of or anything that they gave me like was automatically like either donated or trashed or given away, whatever. I like to have nice clean slates for my next or future lovers or partners. Rated R, just for the grown-ups. When did you start masturbating? When did you realize that you were doing it was masturbation and begin doing it with any frequency? This is really embarrassing, but I don't think I actually started masturbating until college. It's just really late. I'm telling you, I was really innocent and sheltered and naive in high school. And if you've heard any of my other questionnaires, it got me in trouble there towards the end when I was taken advantage of. But yes, besides that, like I didn't even know what an orgasm was until I had sex with this guy in college. And he basically went on for way longer than I was used to with other partners. And I remember feeling the sensation that at first it like tickled like on the inside. And then I was like, what's happening? And then boom. And I literally remember laying there on him afterwards, just like crazy upset, like, that was an orgasm and I've never had one and I'm really upset because I'm super old to be not just experiencing my first orgasm. But after that, I knew what it felt like finally. So that's when I started really like touching myself and trying to get back that sensation because it was so awesome. And like with the knowledge of what I was trying to get to. And from then on, I just masturbated like every day. Still do. This is really embarrassing that I just said that, but whatever. Describe a funny, goofy, silly moment that happened to you during a sexual experience. I was having sex in a hotel in Florida with my then boyfriend when the maid walked in. Like, she straight up walked in, didn't knock, unless we, like, didn't hear her. I don't know. But I vividly, like, I was laughing so hard because he jumped, he was on top, and he just jumped so hot, like, off the bed, like, leapt into this poor maid's face, like, straight up naked, and she yelped, and she ran. Like, we could not stop laughing. It was hilarious to me, and we laughed really hard, and then obviously continued after relocking the door. Or somewhere you haven't had a sexual experience but would like to. There's a lot of places I would like to. I guess somewhere like a semi-private public place. That doesn't make any sense. Like a dark alleyway or like a fire escape or a restaurant bathroom or something. Something that is sort of public but not. I don't know if that makes sense. I've had sex in like a straight up public place, like a boardwalk bench, but I would like somewhere that's just a little naughty where I can sort of let a little looser. I don't know if that makes sense. The closest thing I can remember is I had sex once with a guy at a house party in the bathroom while we could hear the party going on outside the door. And that was just, that was really hot. Describe your ideal post-orgasmic food drink. My ideal food drink is, I guess, something I can just like munch on is good, like chips and guacamole, or on the other spectrum, like cookies and milk. If I'd like something sweet, I don't need a full-on meal after I have sex. I'm not usually starving or anything. Just a little something to nosh on, I suppose. Bonus rated NC-17. This is fun. This is a fun questionnaire. Given your mode of masturbatory aid, mind, audios, videos, etc., is there a go-to memory audio video that just drives you over the edge? What is it and why? Does it have this power over you? I mean, I have all of these. It depends on how I'm masturbating and my mood at the moment. If I'm going like really quickly and I don't have time to find an audio or a video that I like, in my mind, I have a memory of sex with this guy who was extremely talkative in bed. Like the first guy I ever had sex with that was like that. And there was just this really this hot time when he was on top and I was touching myself and he starts whispering in my ear. He was just like whispering in my ear, touch it, touch it, touch it, and like egging me on. And that gets me every time. I can still hear it. There's an audio from GWA that's like my definite go-to that I like bookmarked. And it's just like, it's my go-to because it's just a mix, the perfect mix of the guy's awesome voice and the script that he's reading is just saying all the perfect words too. So it was just like that melding of script and voice that gets me every time. And it's also like he's commanding me and egging me on. Like, I guess, like maybe that's why I might like it, because it's just similar to that memory I just had. And then there's like a go-to video I have, which is basically like a pussy worship kind of thing, watching a guy go down on a girl and having him love like every minute of it. That gets me every time. And that's it for this round of questionnaires. And this was fun. So if you're still there, thanks for listening. And I'll talk to you later.